Welcome to Spirited Straight Talk, the podcast to help you thrive with the help of spirit. I'm Deb Shepherd, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and author. Each week, I bring new insights to help you heal from loss, connect with spirit, and turn setbacks into triumphs. So let's get started.
Have you been told you're just a really strong person and you took a lot of pride in that? Yeah, I feel strong. I got through it. I pushed through it. Yeah, there's all those times that we feel like we want that inner strength to come out, but how many times has it not served you? Do you feel that sometimes being strong is really going against you and what you want to create in your life? Well, welcome to Spirited Straight Talk. I am Deb Shepherd, and I am here with my beautiful wife, Dana. And we're going to talk about, you know, is the word strong and what does it mean? And
it's a dirty word.
It's a dirty word we decided as we're talking about this. And you and I have been told we are strong women. Mm-hmm. You're such strong women.
And so strong.
I'm so strong. And that word sometimes can be a little bit heavy to carry.
Yeah.
And there's sometimes where being strong means that you don't have people supporting you or you're doing it all on your own. And eventually,
or they see you a certain way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember when my husband died and all these kind of things happen, when we tell our stories, when people tell their stories, they go, wow, you're just so strong. That's the word that comes out of our mouths. You know, we have this perception of, wow, you really went through a lot. You went through battle. Mm-hmm. And you're that warrior. But what happens within is that we keep that momentum of being strong, which we end up getting burnout, and it actually becomes a word that I've said, and I've heard other, especially women say, I don't like that word anymore. Mm-hmm. You said it's a dirty word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have felt that.
Oh, many times, yeah. I think it's been used against me in a way, that word. You come across so strong, we think you're okay. I didn't know that you were
going
through those things or needed help, or which that's another thing is that you tend to not ask for help when you feel like you can take it all on.
Or you're supposed to,
yeah. But it's been used against me so many times. You know, I started to not like that word at all.
I think people in cases, some like yours and some other that I've heard, is you feel like people turn their back on you because, oh, she's got it. Mm-hmm. She's got it taken care of. She's a pillar. She just keeps pushing through. And again, what we've talked about in the past with other topics is until you really get hit and you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I got to pull back on that. So what I like to do in our program that is the coaching program is to be able to empower people. And to be empowered is very different than just being strong. Mm-hmm. They're different words.
Yeah.
Being empowered means I have a voice to be able to set up what I need. I can ask for help. I can put things in place. Sometimes being strong means that, as an archetype, the Sherpa, I'm just carrying the weight of the world. It's all on me. Mm-hmm. It's a weakness. Or how are people going to see me if I do ask for help? Or I am unable to handle this situation. And I think we have to peel back the layers of what does it mean to be strong. And I think there are times when someone sees someone else's that's, I'm going to use the word weak, it's not the word that I really want to use, but people that don't have that inner strength, they don't feel empowered, they feel like a victim.
And
so
they're just surviving.
They're surviving. They're not thriving. And what will happen is that we will see that soul, that energy, and want to be the opposite, like, oh, I don't want to be that victim. I don't want to be able to wither away. I want to be bold and I want to be proud. And I think for women, when I was growing up and working in corporate America, we did something called break the glass ceiling. We had to wear those shoulder pads and act like men and do all these things that were against our vibration or our feminine energy. So we believed and we were told over and over, well, you have to be strong in order to be in a man's world.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to be strong in order to get through these things. And I think it has been used actually in a negative way, that if you're not really strong, you can't go through things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in my belief system and what I teach is we're here to learn lessons. And when we're going through those really tough times, do we have to be strong or is there another way to achieve a goal?
Yeah.
is there another way to accomplish what we want to do without having to be that warrior?
Yeah.
And to barrel through those things.
Because you're going to get exhausted.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, can you ask for help? Can you navigate it differently? And I think just like what we've talked about before, you know, we can put those barriers and not be, use our intuition to the greatest good. If we're always like just pushing through, I got this, I can do it, I can push through. And there, it's leaning back a little bit and going, well, maybe there's another way. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I've heard women say, I'm tired of being strong. But then we don't know what else to do.
Right, right. You know, there's a couple of things that come up for me around this. Is it's really, really lonely to be,
yeah,
in that, to sit in that seat and be the quote-unquote strong one, you know, where you feel like you're carrying everyone else on your back.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. You feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders.
And I think there's a difference between being strong and being a leader. Mm-hmm. When you said that about, you know, being strong and carrying that, I think a leader can be strong of mind and self, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean that they have to do it alone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the isolation that comes with being strong.
Yeah.
Like you said, that people can sometimes say, oh, she's got it. I don't have to take care of her. Mm-hmm. I don't want to interfere. I look at her and I don't know if I could go through that. And we almost wear it as a badge, mm-hmm. until we can't.
Yeah. So I wonder if you can talk a little bit, because this came to mind as you were speaking. We have a student in the Solution Coaching Program that recently, her goal, one of the things that she wanted to achieve, is to become more soft.
Right.
Which is more in alignment with divine feminine, but working in an industry that was male dominated and having to hold yourself to that energy.
Right.
You know, as a woman, do you overcompensate? Do you feel like you have to be that warrior every day? And then how do you be strong with softness? How can you be strong with softness?
Beautiful question. And I think when we think about having to be strong, we think of it as a male energy, I think, sometimes too. And I think when you bring in that feminine side, is to recognize not to abandon who we are as a feminine, who we are as a woman, how we are in all these ways, because so many times we abandon who we are to be able to achieve a goal. Oh, I'm working in a domineering masculine space, so in order for me to get, you know,
recognized
and not be eaten alive, how do I shift this? And I do believe that there's so many beautiful women that bring in their softness and their beauty, and they're still able to achieve it.
Yeah.
It's how you bring your energy. And if you believe that you have to be like them, you're actually abandoning your entire spirit.
Yeah.
You're saying that who you are as a person is not good enough to compete or be there. And so when this individual said, you know, I want to bring my softness back, it's such a beautiful thing. And to be able to chip away at, I have to push through, I have to argue or be a warrior or do these kind of things, that is that roughness. And why can't it be a more soft approach?
Yeah.
And if we look at leaders throughout time, there are both. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that strong thing, is it more of a dictator? We got to do it this way.
Authoritarian.
Yeah, versus how do we show up with that energy of the feminine? And the feminine energy
is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
we still get shit done.
We can multitask. Well, maybe not me, but the rest of the women in the world. When we look at bringing in that feminine energy, mm-hmm. and its inner strength, that's empowerment.
Right.
And you can be empowered, but still ask for help. You can still have the softness. You can still learn to receive and have that complete yin and yang balance. Mm-hmm. And I think we forget about our feminine because it has been judged for so long. It still is being judged about the feminine. You know, we're not this versus, no, we need to have the feminine energy.
Even men have feminine energy.
When you see it,
that
it's
softness.
Like,
yeah,
it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To see.
So, as I think about this too, thinking about my story with where that being strong became a bad word for me, in dealing with my family directly through struggles, you know, my own struggles, being told that my story must not have had that much of an impact on my life because I'm strong and I look okay. You know, there's that judgment that we get as well when it's
well, what happens is, you know, your story is not your definition of who you are. It happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you've made a choice to say, that happened to me. These horrible things happened to me as a child for years. Mm-hmm. And for those that don't know Dana's story, almost killed, starved, beaten, locked up, all these things. And she pushed your way through it. And you learned to do a lot of healing with that. And so
I think at the time, too, I don't mean to interrupt, I'm sorry, but I think at the time you feel like you have to be that warrior to survive. So it's almost like you're in survival mode mm-hmm. when you feel like you have to be strong. Mm-hmm. You have to be strong to survive.
And you don't want to be the victim, so you avoid that other part of who you are.
Exactly.
You abandon that part of you.
Yeah.
And so then people perceive this. And I also don't want to, I also think that people have guilt that they didn't do anything, or if they knew, or they can't fathom what you went through. Mm-hmm. So that's a way for them to ignore it by going, oh, well, you know what, you seem okay, so I don't have to deal with your suffering.
Yeah. And then can you help me?
Yeah. Can you help me? Because you seem just fine. I think if anyone, some recommendations, if you are that person that's always strong, is how do you go in and try to find that softness in you? How do you start treating yourself with softness? And that might mean sometimes when there's things going on, instead of your typical way of just plowing through it, can you sit back and think of another way to deal with it? Can you look at it and say, I don't want to plow through it this time. I don't want to have to be that strong. And we think the opposite is weakness, when really it's about finding that inner guidance and making the steps to go through it without having to be that warrior or that strong person.
And you know, what's interesting is now on the other side of doing a lot of work around this, I see vulnerability as strength more than I see
the bulldozer,
the warrior as strength. I see vulnerability more as strength. Is you have to be very emotionally stable and strong to be vulnerable.
But we love it when we see someone being brave in class.
Yeah.
And they begin to share their vulnerability.
Thing.
And we're like, wow, that is inner strength.
Inner strength, yeah. And we are vulnerable. You and I are vulnerable all the time sharing our story. But to watch that and to really realize the power in that.
If I look back in my life, because, you know, I'm in my early 20s, but if I look back in my life, all the different things in my life, all the choices I've made, and when, like with you, I felt like in order to get through something, I had to be this warrior, you know, strong person. And it really put a lot of people off. It pushed a lot of people away, you know, when we talk about that, like losing friends. And at the same time, you feel like that's your only tool in the toolbox. Mm-hmm.
People fall away because you're always in that protection mode. They're like,
absolutely.
Well, yeah. They're not going to let me in anyway. So.
And people want to feel needed, you know, and that's part of that their stuff. But it's how do you then go through it and give yourself the opportunity to heal from those wounds and then allow yourself to take it on with a different energy, taking it on with the next thing that comes up, how much energy do I want to spend plowing through it, or can I navigate it differently? And there are so many ways to solve a problem. And I think when we get into the place of I don't want to be hurt again, we put the protecting garment on and we become that strong force and push it through. But I will tell you, when you start to recognize you can do it differently, I have heard people say, I'm tired of being strong. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. I'm like, yes.
You let down your defenses.
Yes. And that's when things really begin to open up. Your soul, your heart, your intuition, because you're not driven to get from point A to point B with as little as casualties as possible. What you're looking at now is, this is an opportunity for me to do it differently.
Ease comes to mind.
Yes.
Easier. It can be easier.
People say it comes with age sometimes that we do it differently. Mm-hmm. And for some cases, that's true. Some we know that they die still being, you know, a certain way. But I think that's with me going back and looking at my life. It's like, I don't want to have to work that hard to make my life the best possible outcome. Mm-hmm. How can I work with a community? How can I get support? How do I find joy? How do I find what the lesson or what the situation is doing for me that I can take those nuggets and digest them and process them in a different way versus I got to be right. I got to get through this. This is another battle to be able to plant my flag that I was successful. Mm-hmm. And we do that so many times. And I think our ego comes into play. We don't want anyone to affect us. We don't want anyone to take us down again. We don't want more to come into our trauma or our wounds that we're carrying. So we create this almost barrier to plow through. And instead, we can actually say, you know what? Well, maybe part of my community can help me navigate this. I can get through this in a different way. And I can do it with my own grace. And that's what I think we're trying to learn mm-hmm. as we get there. But yeah. It's checking in with our ego. Are we protecting our ego? Is it the only tool you know? This is how I've always done it, and this is how I'm going to continue doing it. And that's not a lot of fun. It's exhausting. Mm-hmm. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we met each other, I think we were both in a place of trying to be really strong.
Yeah, for sure we were.
And now that we've, you know, we're
10 years, two dogs, two cats, and a fish.
And children and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. I think we've gotten to the place of we don't have to barrel through things.
Yeah.
And that we can depend on each other. And
soft place to land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so my recommendation for anyone out there that is tired, exhausted of being strong, how can you do it differently? How can you navigate? Who is someone you can watch to witness to say they do it differently? To bring in your feminine power, to be able to feel that you have a voice. What is it that's going to help you shift that awareness and consciousness?
Mm-hmm. So when somebody is listening to this and they're thinking, I don't have a soft place to land. I don't have that person. I don't. What do you say to them?
Why aren't they cultivating that? You know, is their world small? But if they don't have a person right away with them, how can they do it in a way that's different? So if they do not have a community and they haven't cultivated community, because we're all about community is medicine.
Come join us.
Yeah. But the other part of it is create a space where you can take care of yourself. Where's your self-nurturing? Mm-hmm. Is there something you can do? So if you love being outdoors, or you don't go outdoors, but that might be a healing place, what is it that you're doing to bring in a soft place to land? Are you saying, I'm only going to work on this for so many hours a week, and then the rest of the time I'm going to have some joy and fun? Are you focused only on that problem and trying to be strong? Or are you diversifying? Are you finding other things to create balance? And I know for me, if I'm thinking about a problem, I usually don't get the answer. When I get distracted, I get the answer. So that's the other thing. If we're just marinating over and over and over on the same problem, find some other ways to distract yourself. It could be going to a concert, listening to music at home, baking, you know, doing something that nurtures your soul. Art, crafts, I don't care. Find something
to open it up, intuition,
to give you an opportunity to breathe. And that's when we hear messages from the universe. The universe goes, oh, now we have a chance to help you find another way. Maybe you can make that phone call. Maybe you could take this class. Maybe you could do whatever it is. Your guides will start having an opportunity to give you that cheat code that we call.
They call you the cheat code.
Yeah, me the cheat code. So bringing in something that's helping you balance to find ways to do something in a different way than you've been doing it all along, try something different. Groundhog Day, do something different. Try it differently. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Love this topic. Well, thank you for joining us once again on Spirited Straight Talk. Please know you can go to my website, debshepherd.com, and find all kinds of interesting tidbits to help you on your journey. We look forward to seeing you again on Spirited Straight Talk. Namaste.